This is KUT.
Austin.
Stop.
In 2016, a black teenager named David Joseph was killed by an Austin police officer. He was unarmed. The two-year anniversary of his death was yesterday. In December, we heard a story about David's cousin, Vanessa Bissereth. She spent a year and a half trying to memorialize David, first with a mural, then with police reform. So far, neither's happened. Former APD officer Jeffrey Freeman shot David. In May 2016, a Travis County grand jury declined to charge Freeman with a crime. After the story of Vanessa aired, one of those grand jurors got in touch with KUT. She wanted to meet Vanessa. KUT's Audrey McGlinchey was there for the conversation.
First, a few ground rules. We're not using the name of the grand juror or any identifying characteristics. Grand jury proceedings are secret. Jurors are prohibited by law from sharing information that's not public. In this case, the juror stuck only to information I was able to independently verify. But KUT is still shielding her name to protect her from potential fines or jail time. We'll call her the juror. Throughout the story, she becomes other people. The optimist, the agitator, you'll see. The juror and Vanessa meet at a busy restaurant around lunchtime. They sit at a table by the window. A waiter comes by.
Hey, how's it going? Nice.
When the waiter leaves, they start talking about David's case. Here's the juror.
That whole case and everything has never really left, and every time things come out in the news, it's upsetting.
12 people make up a grand jury. They decide whether someone gets charged with a crime. Only 9 need to vote for what's called a true bill, or an indictment.
It wasn't an easy process, and people changed their minds, because depending on what evidence or witnesses came into the court, into the room, it was just, everybody had a hard time with it.
On the day David was killed, he was muttering to himself and wandering around a neighborhood in North Austin. He'd taken his clothes off. It was a cold February morning. Several neighbors called police.
Did you know about his erratic behavior before that incident happened?
For a moment, the juror becomes the agitator.
What was going on in his life?
He was fine before that. Even that morning when it happened, he was fine. I don't know how he ended up undressing, where his clothes went.
He was obviously not in a good place when that happened.
She's been here for 10 minutes now, but Vanessa starts to shut down.
Every part of the case was so difficult, and that's why the jury split and people would change their minds about how they felt. You know, in the end, he felt that
Officer Freeman,
his life was in jeopardy. I don't know if you know, they call it an excited state or an erratic state, where people who are on drugs or who are mentally ill are stronger than the normal person in their right mind because of that state. And I think many police officers are afraid to be disarmed and have their weapon used against them. And in the end, that was what most of the grand jury decided on.
Officer Freeman's life outweighed David's in that outcome. That's all there is to it. A group of people decided that.
Like, I'm not supposed to be talking to you right now about this.
The juror becomes the comforter.
But I thought it was important for you to know that, you know, he won't be forgotten. You know, maybe you're not going to get the mural, but that story lingers for a lot of people, even people who weren't part of that whole process when that was happening. You know, there was a lot of people who were shocked, stunned, angry, sad.
I think about him all the time. I talk about him in present tense to people. They look at me funny because they know he's dead, but I can't seem to understand that.
The lunch rush is almost over. The restaurant starts to empty.
Maybe you can use that to motivate you going forward.
The optimist.
Become an activist. as you are already becoming and doing, and, you know, trying to help other families or reinforce or help change an attitude instead of, I mean, of course you're going to have pain, but sometimes people can use that to motivate them to do greater acts, and you have that in you. I can see it.
I don't know. I don't think activism is in me. I barely found the courage to call you back.
But you did. And all it takes is a phone call, and you did so much. You wrote letters to the council. You've already reached out. Why not reach out to a group that feels the same way you do?
They've been talking for an hour. Vanessa's been working up the courage to ask something.
Even on my way here, I was trying to rehearse how to say this. Because I don't want to ask. But I do want to know.
Just say it.
The juror becomes the person with answers.
I guess, did he die immediately?
Not immediately. I think by the time he got to the hospital, but he was on the ground for a little while before he died.
Did Officer Freeman try to help him afterwards?
They cuffed him while he was on the ground after he was shot.
It was another officer who handcuffed David. Vanessa goes quiet. Her sadness has given way to anger. She talks about the footage from the dash cam video. In it, Freeman gets out of his squad car. David charges at him. Freeman yells at him to stop before shooting twice.
David didn't move until Officer Freeman got out of the vehicle. I don't understand it. Why wasn't he indicted? Why?
The person with answers is now just a woman. The juror is quiet.
David was wandering down a hill before he stepped out of his squad car. He didn't move until Officer Freeman said something. Mm-hmm. Why?
Yeah. I said the same thing. I was like, well, why didn't he stay in the car and use his loudspeaker, right? Cops have loudspeakers on their vehicles, you know, pull over or whatever. Use that and try to assess the situation and take a little more time to really, but the concern was that he might try to get into somebody's house and run the other way and be a threat.
That doesn't make sense.
Vanessa's anger is blinding. The juror becomes the officer.
You shot him because of your imagination?
The juror has to leave soon. David's birthday is at the end of February. She says she'll light a candle for him. The juror gives Vanessa a hug. She's the comforter once again. Vanessa tells her she's glad they met. The juror goes, Vanessa stays. She says she needs some time to herself. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.